From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Andre Bennett, and here's what's happening. SEPTA's impending service cuts could leave midday regional rail riders with long waits between trains. We get the story from KYW's Mike DiNardo.
Without more state funding, SEPTA plans a 20% service cut on August 24th. For regional rail riders, that'll mean 2 hours between midday trains, says SEPTA spokesman Andrew Bush.
What our planners have had to try to do to maintain some viable peak service during the morning and in the evening was to sacrifice most midday service.
Bush says by this time next week, the full reduced schedule should be released.
Finishing touches are being put on those now, and we're pledging to have those out to our riders by the end of next week.
Regional rail riders are trying to prepare. Catherine from Delco says she's flexible.
I could drive into the city. I would probably just plan for a modified schedule.
But this Drexel student wouldn't be able to go home right away after a midday class.
I guess I'd be stranded in Center City for an extra hour some days, you know?
Bush says nighttime and weekend regional rail service would also run every 2 hours if the cuts go into effect. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Airport line trains would run hourly instead of every 30 minutes under the modified schedule. Bush says nighttime and weekend regional rail service would also run every 2 hours if the cuts go into effect. North Philadelphia is one of the areas in the city most affected by violent crime. The latest incidents are two early Friday shootings that killed one teenager and wounded two more. Now the Philadelphia Police Department has a new program to keep kids safe during the summer at two recreation centers. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
The five-week program is called Summer Nightlights. 5 days a week starting on Monday, kids are invited to attend the evening programming at the Winchester and Penrose Rec Centers. It will offer safe spaces, sports, food, mentorship, family resources, and neighborhood cleanup in and around the facilities. Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel.
You see my team back here. We're going to have our men and women on the ground with them. I'm confident that for that period of time, for the next 5 weeks, that we can give these young children and others, like we're doing 17 and under, so we're going to have older kids here as well. It's an opportunity to take a breath and feel safe.
Meanwhile, police have released a new video of an armed teen wanted in connection with the mass shooting on Wednesday at the Christie Rec Center in West Philadelphia. Four children were shot, one critically. An adult suffered a graze wound. The video shows a suspect running from the rec center. He's described as black with shoulder-length dreadlocks with frosted tips. State Senator Anthony Williams' office is offering a $10,000 reward for information leading to an arrest and conviction in the case. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Meanwhile, authorities have released a new video of a suspect wanted in connection with Wednesday's mass shooting at the Christie Rec Center in West Philly that injured four children and an adult. The video shows the suspect running away from the rec center, changing out of his black t-shirt and removing his do-rag. He was last seen in a white tank top and dark-colored shorts and had a Nike backpack. He is described as having shoulder-length locks with frosted tips. Anyone with information is being asked to contact police. Prospect Medical Holdings, the now bankrupt company that owns several shuttered hospital buildings in Delaware County, is working to dump some of its properties and avoid paying tens of millions of dollars in taxes. KYW's Justin Udo has the story.
In the latest chapter of their bankruptcy saga, Prospect is looking to unload Taylor Hospital and Delaware County Memorial Hospital.
Prospect is always looking to see how they can get out of this with the least money spent on their end and that they can keep as much in their pockets as possible.
Delaware County Council Chair Dr. Monica Taylor says she's not surprised by these actions from Prospect, which closed all of its hospitals and medical facilities in Delaware County earlier this year and left the county without a trauma center and many of the communities without proper medical access.
This is just another, loophole that Prospect has found for them to get out.
Dr. Taylor says the years of back taxes Prospect owes are needed for schools, municipalities, and the county.
You know, while this is making it more difficult to continue to move forward, we are going to do everything in our power to bring healthcare back to Delaware County.
A bankruptcy judge is set to determine next week if Prospect can abandon those properties. In Delaware County, I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A bankruptcy judge is expected early next week to determine if Prospect can abandon the properties. Calls to Prospect so far have not been returned. Today is the first day of recreational marijuana sales in Delaware, and people young and old lined up outside of dispensaries to make their first legal purchases. KYW's Nigel Thompson was with some outside a dispensary in Wilmington.
I've wanted to do this since high school, for 25 years now. I've been waiting for reliable, legal, tested, no mold, no pesticides in it, don't have to worry.
Kevin not only said the butt is safer these days, but also the places you buy it, like Columbia Care off Concord Pike in Wilmington. Before, it was different.
Nothing's more sketchier than going to like someone's apartment that you never met. There's people coming in and out that all look like criminals, you know? You're just there, I just want to buy some marijuana and relax when I get home.
Now, there's 12 dispensaries across Delaware where residents can buy legal bud. Alvy, who works at a smoke shop nearby Columbia Care, says it's a day to celebrate and hope more states get with the program.
It's an exciting day, absolutely. We'll see more and more states come to this point, hopefully sooner rather than later. And, you know, I'm just overjoyed.
In Wilmington, I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
There are 12 dispensaries now open in Delaware where residents can buy recreational marijuana. That's the All Local. I'm Andre Bennett. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.